This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Jesse, so give us the latest. Stu Epperson, Jesse Connor, ShareTheTruthNow.com. You have been teaching evangelism classes at Liberty University. They're getting out 1.8 or so million of these Share the Truth cards that our listeners have been ordering like crazy. Jesse, give us an update real quick. I'm in a crowded airport, by the way, Jesse. You're not going to believe what just happened.
What happened?
The sweetest lady checked me in as I'm coming to my gate. And as I'm walking by, I saw a cross. Have you ever seen a little cross earring? And I said, ma'am, that's the coolest little cross earring. I've got to give you this card because my Savior died on that cross for me and for you, and he loves you so much. And we have Christian radio here in Charlotte on 105.7. But I said, my whole story on here, how I was the most religious guy in the youth group, but on my way to hell before I found Christ. And she took it. She smiled real big. And we're in a hurry.
Oh,
there's five people waiting.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make people mad. I don't want to be a bad testimony and pull her off her job. But it was just a neat little opportunity. But you could see she had that kind of, you know, that kind of twinkle in her eye, like she knew the Lord, and, you know, like the cross was real to her. And so, hey, how you doing? What's your name? What? Juan. Hey, Juan, just like the Bible. First, second, third Juan in the Bible, and then the Gospel of Juan.
There you go, guys. This is a live,
awesome,
real example of
Juan 3:16. For God so loved the world. Do you know that verse?
Sharing the gospel.
Unbelievable. Juan was the beloved disciple. Okay, Juan 3:16 is the most famous verse on the planet. I'm just going to get that for my flight. But Juan, I want to give you this card. Okay, this is a card that will prove to you that God loves you. Okay, that's my whole story. How I was in church. I knew Bible verses. I was the most religious kid in the youth group in junior high, but I didn't know Jesus in a personal safety. And it's not a religion. What we do for Him, it's a relationship. What He's done for us to love us and to know us. He loves you so much, He died for you. Now, there's a little bit of line here, and there's people busy. You're busy, but I'm going to give you that card and listen to us on the radio here. I'm going to write this down too. And then share this card with someone else, Juan. But watch that video, Life's Toughest Questions. Okay.
Hit that door
about how God, why He came, right? Evolution, creation, Mormonism.
And
there's this radio station, 105.7. And my name's Stu. And my whole story's right there. Okay.
And I'm on a national radio, literally.
I'm on a live national radio show right now. Isn't that cool? Say what's up, everyone. Say what's up real loud.
Hey, what's up?
Awesome. That's Juan, you guys. And
awesome, Juan. Hey, God bless you, Juan.
Hey, they said God bless you. They can't hear you, but you could. I mean, you can hear me, but they can't hear you. But Juan, this is the most important thing. Maybe this is why I came here today. Not even to get those little dark chocolates. They're a little on the healthy side because they got the dark chocolate in them. But so that I could tell you a little bit about Jesus and my friend who's on the phone. Hey, Juan, my friend has got 100 or 200 people he's talking to that are praying for you right now, that you'll come to know the Lord, okay? I'm going to go so you can help this sweet lady. And Juan, do you speak Spanish? Okay, we have a Christian Spanish station here in town. It's AM, AME 1240. We can hear the gospel there, too, and you can hear Share the Truth on there, okay? You'll hear Jesse Connors, an amazing evangelist. And you got to get to work. The website, ShareTheTruthNow.com, has all kinds of videos and ways for you to know the Lord, okay, Juan? It's real important, man. It's the most important thing. One day you'll stand before God, and the only answer is Jesus. So read. You give a Bible? Yes, a Biblia? Oh, man.
Keep praying for me.
Read that Bible, man, okay?
Thank you so much, Juan.
Hey, I'm praying for you. We're going to pray for you as I walk away, okay? Help this young lady here. And take that card and watch that video, okay? And pray the prayer at the end, okay, to receive Christ, all right? He's one prayer away, okay? Awesome. But let's pray. Lord, work in Juan's heart. Thank you for him. Open his eyes, Lord. It's a busy airport. Everyone's kind of yelling loud and clamorous. And that sweet lady kind of was waiting a little bit, and she was patient. But I just pray that you're working his heart. Take that Share the Truth card and just help him to see these videos. Everything's on there, Lord. It's so easy. And he's such a nice young man. And I pray that you'll work in his life and save his soul. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Jesse, we got to do this everywhere we go. It's so, you know.
Hey, that happened because of the card. All radio listeners need to know that happened because of the card
The
ice. And then it developed into this incredible conversation. Stu, God is using you with these cards, and anyone listening can be a part of this too. You don't have to say it the way Stu does. You don't have to do it the way Stu does. God wants you to do it the way he created you to do it.
Amen. That's so true. And everyone has a unique gift. Everyone has a different way of carrying cards. Some of you carry them in your purse, your pocketbook. I actually have a cool Truth Network phone wallet, and I've got a bunch of them in here. I run out all the time. I have to call Uncle Jesse, and he has to mail me more. And But I put him in. I put him in this little phone wallet. And you know what, guys? This is crazy. I'm in the wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong gate. I'm not even in the right gate. I got to go farther.
Oh my God, so the Lord had me evangelizing before too.
I'm not going to miss this one. Thank the Lord. I'm away to Salt Lake City for a missions trip, and there's a fellow baller right there. I always like to share the Lord with my baller friends. But I'm on my way. But you know what? Maybe I missed that gate and went down the wrong hall, so I could share the Lord with Juan and encourage all of our listeners. But Jesse, talk to our listeners about, look, just order the cards. It's just a simple process. Order the cards, and then you give the card. Who do you give the card to, Jesse? Tell everyone.
You give the card to whoever God puts on your heart, and then also be praying that God puts the people on the heart.
Yeah.
God gave you.
And like you always tell me, God, you know, they give you something, they hand you a latte, you give them a card. Like this guy, Juan, he gave me these chocolate things and this bottle of water, and very kind. I gave him my credit card, of course, and paid for it. But don't get so fervorous, have such fervor in your evangelism that you're, that you forget to pay. So make sure you take care of that. But so I gave him the card. So if someone gives you something, it's an open door, right, Jesse? They bring you your keys.
That's
back,
right.
Valley parking, right?
Yep. Oh my gosh. You know? Yeah, I mean, like, they're on the radar. Jesus loves every single person. We have to be asking ourselves, are we loving God the way we're supposed to? Here's a quick question. Jesus said, come follow me and I'll make you what? Fishers of men. So can you say that you're following after Jesus if you're not fishing for men and women that don't know Jesus? And the answer is obviously that is no.
Amen. Hey, Jesse, maybe we should change the name of the show. Instead of calling it Share the Truth every week at the end of Truth Talk, maybe we should call it Your Bait and Tackle Show. Because we are loading our listeners up with bait or tackle. You were at the campus of Liberty University. Delivering thousands of cards, and they are spreading those cards like wildfire. Those cards are going to go all over Lynchburg, and those kids from New Hampshire and from California and from overseas, they're going to take cards home. They're going to mail a card. I mean, drop a card in the mail to someone. Like, how important is this? You know, if you found someone's absolute favorite collectible baseball card and they were someone you loved and you said, hey, I want to send them this card, they'll never forget it. They'll cherish it. And you drop it in the mail. It's worth dropping in the mail. I do this all the time. If I find something someone likes, well, mail them a Share the Truth card. Write a little note on it. Say, God loves you. Watch the video. Hit this QR code. There's a way at the website to customize a video of you sharing the gospel. Jesse, talk about that real quick. It's real simple. A pastor can do it for his church, right? It's so simple.
That's right.
Talk about
that option. Yeah, sure. So if you go to the pastor section on truelife.org right now, you can learn that it actually is an option for you to be on top of the truelife.org website, sharing the gospel and inviting the person to church that gets that card. And that's the pastor that is able to do that. Now, it's not just that for the pastor. If you go to the Jesus Story Challenge, you can do that too and do it with your own testimony, get your own personalized cards made. So that
imagine the power of that.
And you get your own URL and share it online. All of that
Jesse, you showed me how to do this. And by the way, it's loud. It's distorted. I'm in an airport. There's thousands of people here. I'm looking like an assassin to who I can share Jesus with. You know,
We got Juan.
We got the sweet lady that checked me in. I gave her the card.
Yeah.
She had that cross earring. So I'm looking for some more. But here's the cool thing, Jesse. I think you're the one that shared this with me. You're at a wet restaurant. You give a card to someone, to a waitress, say, and you don't have time to monopolize her time, but you can share a little bit of the gospel and say, hey, watch this card later. Leave her a good tip. Imagine she hits that QR code that night after she sorted out her tips and got home and tucked the kids into bed. And imagine she sees you. You're like, hey, I just gave you a card. This is what Jesus did to change my life. That's how customized these little cards can be, Jesse. Just a little card, a little QR code can be. Everyone listening can personalize it. Their pastor can do a message right now. It's got me on there talking, and you know. But whoever, everyone is called to be a witness. The Samaritan woman led her whole town to Christ, or brought her whole town to Christ. She didn't have a PhD from a seminary or a master's degree. She had never even attended Dr. Wheeler's freshman evangelism class at Liberty University, but she brought the whole cotton-picking town in Samaria to Jesus, the Samaritan woman. Jesse, that's how important this is.
I know, and that, I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head left and right. It's amazing when you're walking around an airport and you just can feel the love of God for people that don't know Jesus still. I mean, that's how powerful God's love is. They don't know Jesus, but he knows them. He would come to the world just to die for them. And that's why we need to work on putting on God's lenses when we're out in public. Like, Jesus went to the cross for that person. You got to believe we're supposed to go to that person. We're not going to the cross. thank God, but we're supposed to go to those people.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Jesse, God bless you, man. Get some rest. Thank you for what you're doing.
God bless everyone.
I'll talk to you soon. Bless you.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Hey, everyone, it's Stu Epperson. So glad you're with us. We're joining our previous conversation in our wonderful talk with Jesse Connors, some opportunities to share the gospel in the airport and all kinds of fun stuff right here, right now. Thank you for listening to Share the Truth. Remember, sharethetruthnow.com.
Hey, man. Hey, give us a quick update, Jesse. You were with Jonathan Falwell. The Liberty University family is so pumped about this because they're trying to reach the world for Christ. All of the Christian colleges out there are going to love this Share the Truth card, sharethetruthnow.com. Give us an update. How did that go?
Hold on, I want to tell you about where I'm at. Oh, really quick, I got someone really special. Yeah. I want to put on the radio with us. I'm at the distribution center right now with Andrew from Valtim. Valtim is a large distribution center that's Christian-based. And we were talking about 9 months ago about a project like this, and it turns out now that we are on national radio, Andrew, talking about what we were dreaming about just 9 months ago. We shipped out 250 cards to start with, and there's a picture inside of the sweet Jessica, a fulfillment worker. She took we had a picture taken of the first 250 cards. I get in there today with a truckload of 1,000 cards, and I see a picture of me with the 250 right there looking at me in the face. I'm like, that's the picture of the 250. I'm like, oh, I hung that up. Because I love that day, and she's been praying for us. And now I'm writing a picture with a U-Haul of 6,000 boxes with 1.4 million cards. I cannot thank God enough for Andrew and what he's meant here at Valtim. Andrew, you know, as you saw True Life just, you know, grow over the years. We've known each other for a long time. We never had this multiplication tool. What are you thinking? You know, you have, I don't know, how many companies are shipping out of here right now?
Yeah, so Valtim has anywhere from 30 to 50 companies, and we, you know, most are all cause, a lot of faith-based organizations.
And these are large ones, like,
I can't share the names of them for contract.
That's all right. Well, praise the Lord. Well, Andrew, you're obviously fired up about this. Give our listeners a challenge about what they should be doing right now and why this is so important, will you?
Yeah, so I grew up in the state of Vermont, one of the most lost states in the whole country, and I actually spent several years as a youth pastor there. And so it was just, I've seen what the lost need, and they need Jesus. And so my challenge is absolutely, you know, take these cards, use it as just a daily example and a daily practice of sharing the word of Jesus just in the most simple way possible.
That's wonderful. What a blessing. This is so cool. What a great testimony. Jesse, give the website. Tell everyone right now how they can get involved.
All right. Right now, it's sharethetruthnow.com. It's a global movement already all over the world, but we're focusing domestically here in America first. And sharethetruthnow.com, if you go there, you can get your own cards, and you can start living the life that God has planned for you. God has a story waiting for you. His story is including evangelism. Everyone's supposed to do the work of an evangelist. Everyone. And that's why we are in trouble today, is because we've been brainwashed into thinking that it's just the extroverts. It's not true. It's not biblical. And so we repent of that in the name of Jesus, and we'll move forward with faith. We can't be called a faithful servant in front of God when we get judged if we're not. So I want to challenge everyone to go to sharethetruthnow.com and get your free cards ordered. That's sharethetruthnow.com, and you guys can get a 250 box ordered from Valtim to your doorstep for free. From us, because God is good. We love you. And if you just help support this ministry, your donation is doubled by GiveSendGo.com. GiveSendGo.com. Your donation is doubled. And we are so thankful you partnered with them, moving this process forward. I'm telling you what, sometimes it's just amazing to see the needle kind of match the orders. People are donating sometimes, and those are like basically meeting the orders that we have coming. And, guys, we are excited. God's moving. And I can't thank you enough, listening in your car, listening in your home, wherever you're at. I love you. I know God has a plan for you. And I'm asking you not to miss out on God's plan.
Order Amen. Amen.
ShareTheTruthNow.com.
Okay, this is Share the Truth. I'm Stu Epperson. Jesse Connors, our co-host. He's with Andrew, which, by the way, every time you meet Andrew in the Bible, he's bringing people to Jesus. In fact, his nickname is Andrew the Bringer. Jesse, introduce Andrew again a little bit. Tell us what he does and how you two met, will you? In this next segment,
yeah,
Share
sure.
the Truth.
Okay, so Andrew and I are friends from years ago when we were trying to start a revival effort through a viral revival where we were getting people to post the same video at the same time. We had millions of emails. We had all this stuff together. Then Facebook shut us down after we had 3.2 million views. And, of course, I was disappointed. It was disappointing for me, Andrew, et cetera, when it didn't work out. But the reality is God wanted to do something better, so we kept pushing through it. Man, you get blockaded over and over again, but many times that's fortuitous, and you don't understand why until after you've lived by faith. You see faith come in the moment, and then in the future you're going to see God come through it in a way that you never thought it could happen. So I just want to just say, with Andrew standing next to me now with this huge distribution center, millions, they have six store shelves that go all the way back down these huge warehouses and, you know, all everywhere, all over the place. I got to tell you, having the Valtim CFO marketing guy with me, with his brain helping me move a revival effort forward like this, I just want to say thanks, Andrew. And if you guys are listening and you have companies out there that are running and you need a distribution place, Valtim would be definitely the place for you. What's the website that they can go to?
Yeah, it's valtim.com, Valtim.
Awesome. And obviously, Stu, when we're in this moment here, you know, Andrew, we were looking at just complete faith about 9 months ago, just talking about how to get nonprofit tax exempt shipping. And all of a sudden, you know, I've come with 250 orders, you know, and today I go to 6,000 and took a great picture with that. What are your thoughts on this trajectory?
You know, I really look forward to being able to ride effort. I dropped off 7 or 8 pallets. I look forward to the day that you build box truck or a semi loading those.
How many pallets?
7 or 8. I didn't get a good count.
No, how many pallets do you think we get?
40. Let's go 40 for the next one.
Oh, man.
I love it.
With
That's
your
amazing.
Help going to truthnow.com, you will get us to 40 pallets. We have got to get a revival going. Stu, thank you so much for having us on.
Well, this is exciting. And Jesse, this is important. The listeners are hearing, like, they're in the engine room. Like, this is, you know, Andrew and his team are getting these cards assembled, organized, and put in boxes, and then they're doing this fulfillment. This is huge. So people need to know, they pick up the phone or they go to sharethetruthnow.com, and at that website, when they order all these cards for them to pass out and to evangelize with and to share the truth and to make a difference and change lives, start a revival, that initiates a process, Jesse. It goes to your ministry, and then it goes to Andrew, and then they drop ship, and then they get the cards. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you to everyone who's ordering cards. Thank you to Jesse and Andrew for making this amazing thing available. But thank you also for our generous donors, people that are sending in. We've had gifts of all kinds of amounts. We have other donors that are donating to this ministry, because the more that comes in, the more we're able to get out on the radio, the more we're able to get cards out, the more we're able to be in loud airports like this broadcasting. I'm looking at the masses of people. Lord, break my heart for these people. Little child there with pigtails being carried by her mom. We got a dad over here holding the hand of this kid. We got a bunch of guys pushing bags, you know, having small talk. Lord, open doors to the gospel on this flight I'm about to get on, Lord, that I can sit by someone and point them to Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, give them a card. Maybe they have their earbuds the whole time.
I got another story if we have time. Are we have time for another story?
We have time for one more quick one, Jesse, and then we'll give you a call to action over time. Then we'll get out of here.
Right. So I'm at the distribution center with 6,000 Share the Truth Now boxes that are being ready to go out to the sharethetruthnow.com people that are getting the boxes ordered. That was put together yesterday with about 500 Liberty students, where Jonathan Falwell partnered Liberty University with us officially. We're working with the alumni at Liberty University to start a revival. And then I have all of these students helping, working their hearts out, packing these boxes. Go to sharethetruthnow.com. You'll see this in action in a couple of weeks after the video production's over. But what was one of the best blessings of all was that at the very end, I have a brother that
his name is Caleb, and he came up to me. Help! I want to help for free. Got the GI Bill
from the government.
From the government.
Golden School.
Golden School. And he said, I believe what I. What did you say?
What?
I said, how can I want to help.
I believe that this would be bigger than what it used to be.
Right. And now he's been critical all day today to get everything around. And we don't have any money because all of us going to the card boxes, and we're barely hanging on financially, trusting God by faith. And he's over here telling me he can work for free, drive to our location, work for free, do it indefinitely. And he's incredibly gifted, incredibly smart. He was a Marine for 4 years, and now he's in the Lord's Army with me, front lines in the trenches. And I can't thank God enough for how he keeps blowing my mind with these supernatural events, confirming the fact that this is not about me, it's not about Stu, it's about Jesus' love for people and our responsibility to go reach them. And I want to tell every listener to me, that listen to me, every listener, God has a plan that is bigger than your plan. God has a vision that's bigger than your vision, and it includes evangelism every single day in your life. And you can do that easily at sharethetruthnow.com. We tell you what to say. If you're talking to a stranger, all you have to do is say, I may never see you again, so I want to give this to you. It's a website that proves Jesus loves you. You also have the option of going online and getting other options there with Advanced Camp that will help you share your Jesus story. You can also go there, sharethetruthnow.com, and see that. And also our fabulous partners that are there. So I want to encourage you, tell you right now that, you know, I'm trying to cry. I only have 3 hours of sleep. We just got done packing 2 million boxes. I was in front of 450 students in one class today, right?
Yeah.
One class. They all got boxes. And then the next class was 150. They all got boxes. And tomorrow we have another 1,200 students getting boxes. This is the revival push, you know, that God wanted. And we're bringing everyone together.
Amen. Well, listen.
Backgrounds, whatever, you know, whatever we are, we are ready to serve in a united front, a force for good at a critical time in our country's history.
Well, there's no better time than right now to spread the gospel. Jesse, you are exhausted. You've been going hard all week. I've been getting the texts. I've been getting flurries of emails and texts from boxes and students and Jonathan Falwell and all these wonderful folks that have been helping get the word out. And people listening, give your pastor a Share the Truth card. Well, why would I give it to my pastor? He's definitely saved. Well, every pastor that I know, listen, every pastor that you know and I know, they want their people to evangelize. They're like, why aren't my people sharing the gospel? Well, here's a way to do it. Here's a card.
Church,
take a card.
Free. The church, in a week now, the church can sign up for free. They get their cards for free. They're generic cards. They don't have the church information on it, but they can get them to their people. But they also get on our church location system for free, so the people on truelife.org that are getting their questions answered can find them on our church directory. And then also, of course, you have to not forget the SaturateUSA.org bag, SaturateUSA.org. That's going to be coming to them as well. What's in those bags? Well, it's enough Jesus film DVDs and gospel tracks and door hanging bags for your entire community. And you can stick your own church information in there, too. So there's a semi.
So it's a very simple way. Let's get out and do it. Yeah. Go to the website one more time, Jesse.
It's sharethetruthnow.com. At the distribution center, we just dropped off 6,000 sharethetruthnow.com boxes ready to go out to start that revival. One side of the card helps an unbeliever go to church and find answers to their questions to call truelife.org. The other side allows a Christian to order their own cards for free. So now we have unbelievers going online, getting saved, finding a church, and believers getting an opportunity to scan the card, and they are. And since that's happening, it's multiplying the effort over and over again. To God be the glory. Great thing he has done. Revival is on the way. I love you guys. All you listening, pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us. We need God's Holy Spirit, his anointing power to be upon us as we move forward with this incredible venture. It is a giant venture. He can move mountains, though, and these are the mountains that he's talking about us moving. These are them. And man, all I got is a mustard seed.
Hallelujah. Jesse, this is you've blessed us all. ShareTheTruthNow.com. Jesse, just one little word of advice. Try to stay away from eating a whole pizza, okay? Because that could really set you back, all right?
Joy told you. Yeah, it was terrible. Oh, my gosh. Thanks.
He saw my daughter in the middle of all this chaos. He saw my daughter, Joy, and she went to give Uncle Jesse a big hug. He's like, I can't stop right now. I just ate a giant pizza, and I have to go to
I didn't I have to eat go anything all day. I didn't. All day long I didn't eat yesterday, and we gave out 100 pizzas from Papa John's,
And all there was one was just one left. There was just one left. And then I decided to, you know, eat it at nighttime, and I had nothing on my stomach, and therefore I saw your daughter, and I wasn't able to give her a hug, because if she would have hugged me, it would have been really bad.
Hey, praise the Lord, though. But she's excited, and it got me to tell her what's going on, and she's excited about passing out these cards. Hey, Jesse, God bless you, man. Get some rest. Thank you for what you're doing. Share the truth now. God bless. Forgive the noise. I'm in a loud airport. But
and
keep,
I was gonna
get
say,
involved
in,
with this thing.
In our heavenly bodies, we won't even have to go there anymore. We're working to that point. So we'll talk to you.
God bless. Right. I'll talk to you soon. Bless you.
This is the Truth Network.